doing crap.
Welcome to
the Copyright
Experiment. Hello and welcome to the Copyright Experiment here on CITR 101.9. We're here with me, DJ Mochi, and Autonomy in the studio here. And
yo, what's up?
We're going to spend the first little bit talking about Creative Commons. So, why do we want to talk about Creative Commons at all, Tim? Like, why do I care, you know?
Good question, Jeff. Creative Commons, I think, is important to, well, at least think about now because of the prevalence of copyright infringement, or as it's commonly kind of understood in our modern internet age. And right now, Creative Commons is really important because, you know, there's a lot more kind of creative content that's coming out that is licensed under Creative Commons. And actually, it's important for us because we who have a radio show that are playing free music, a lot of the music that we come across is licensed under Creative Commons.
Yeah. And a lot of it, you know, I've seen that, especially with the internet and things, people are sharing a lot more, creating sort of collaborative things, whether it's intentional or not. You know, one person will make something, someone else will remix that, goes back and forth that way. And this isn't just in music or media either. You know, it happens in science is one example where I've seen it, you know, having worked there myself. And I think it's great personally because that's one of the things that the internet enables us to do that's more powerful. And, you know, people say that it's, you know, maybe stealing or something, but I really think it allows people to sort of actually get a bigger fan base. You know, not letting others work on your own stuff can mean that it's sort of irrelevant. It doesn't quite follow the trends. And it can be even economically favorable because then you get more exposure. People pay for more of your original copies. You know, they look into what you've done.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think one of the things that I've noticed that makes Creative Commons favorable over like a traditional all rights reserved type copyright is that basically the landscape of who creates content is totally shifted in this age, and basically the age of the internet where anybody and the age of just digital equipment where anybody has access to the tools to make quality content and the distribution platform to do so. So rather than the few people that are producers and the rest of us that are consumers, everybody's a producer, everybody is a consumer, we're kind of all participating in the culture, and so we need a copyright system that allows us to share because we all want to share, but also gives the people that are creating content rights for the things they want to protect.
Yeah. Do you think that's maybe part of the reason why you're seeing so many, you know, 16, 18, 19 year old producers that are, you know, putting out things? You know, I mean, at that age, it's pretty, like, I'd say remarkable, especially in electronic music.
Yeah, I would say for a lot of scenes or something or creative endeavors, there's kind of this idea that you have to pay your dues before you kind of break yourself or something or get broken into the scene. So I think that's kind of been taken away now.
Yeah. And one thing that's nice about the Creative Commons is that it kind of, you know, there's all this legal jargon and there's kind of the human understandable all rights reserved, which, okay, most people don't, what does that mean? Okay, I have these rights that are reserved, sure. But then this adds kind of another layer which more explicitly says what things you're allowed to do with it and how you're allowed to share it. So it makes it human understandable, and that's one of the mandates of Creative Commons, is that it's understandable by humans and also that it's readable by machines so that when it's being distributed throughout the internet, it can actually, you know, be communicated effectively to other people, you know, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
Okay, so I think maybe now you have a flavor for like what Creative Commons is, we'll tell you, like, if you don't know what exactly it is.
So
Creative Commons is basically an augmentation to traditional copyright, where traditional copyright says anytime you create anything that you put out, you automatically reserve all the rights to anyone else who wants to use it. So they have to get your permission to use it for anything. And that's a lot of, very restrictive for people who actually do want to share it. So Creative Commons creates what they call some rights reserved is what they call it. So you can choose which rights are preserved and which ones are available for people. And they have six different some rights reserved licenses that are different. Do you want to go through them here?
Yeah, so there's sort of six combinations of four choices that you can have or not. The first one is attribution, which means you must give credit the way the original author requests. So that means, you know, if I say, okay, you must attribute my work if you're going to use it, then okay, Tim wants to come over and remix my stuff, okay, sure, but he has to use some picture of mine. I don't know, you know. And then the next one is non-commercial, which means that you cannot basically sell it or use it for commercial purposes.
But you can use it, which is, I think, the key thing, right? Is you're allowed to use it for whatever you want as long as it's not commercial.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one is share-alike copy, which means that you're allowed to distribute, display, and perform it or modify it as long as you put it under the same license as the original author did. So if he asks for attribution, non-commercial, and share-alike, then you are basically required to do the same by the author if you want to use it. And then finally is
the no derivatives?
Yeah, no derivatives, which basically says that you can copy, distribute, and perform original copies, but you can't just modify it unless you get permission. So it's not really saying that you can't have derivatives, but you have to get permission first. So then basically you have attribution, non-commercial, share-alike, and no derivatives. And you can choose which of those four you want, and from that you get six different combinations.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that any of these you can actually, you aren't restricted by these entirely. It's just this is what you can do without having to ask the rights holder, which is an important distinction because with traditional copyright you have to ask them for everything. And in the age, like a fast moving age that we live in, where you know a song can be number one on YouTube one week and then off the charts the next week. It really kind of slows the creative process down a lot. So it's important to have rules that you can follow without having to spend time and stifle like basically your creative endeavors.
Yeah, and you know, for one of these licenses, you can basically go on to the Creative Commons website and design a license. You literally go to creativecommons.com, click license your work, and then you choose the different types of, you know, basic licensing you want, and then you can actually specify, you know, with some text at the bottom of the license what it is that you want. And so that gives you, you know, it's not really just those six, it's those six and whatever you say, and it's meant to be open and really a platform for development and conversation through media on the internet, which is really, you know, kind of Tim and I have this belief that the media is kind of that way. It's sort of a conversation.
Yeah, totally. And one thing I find really interesting about Creative Commons is that, I mean, these structures are all good and well, and they make sense, and they're for the creators and stuff like that. They kind of take back what copyright was originally for, which we discussed last week. But there's also the question of, does it actually work? And there's kind of two ways it could work. Does it work socially? Do people actually use these things to, you know, better create content and remix and share and stuff like that? And I think the question for that is yes, because we've seen like so much content that's just blossoming and embraces these Creative Commons things. We see distribution platforms embracing it. And if you put a thing on SoundCloud, you can choose how you want to manage your Creative Commons rights for it. And same with YouTube and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, Flickr, MySpace, Wikimedia are also examples that use that.
Yeah.
And I know for a more specific example, there's a, I assume, Japanese artist, Hatsune Miku, who now is performing sold-out concerts, partly due to the success of a fad that was on the internet where people, fans were creating their own recordings with virtual characters, you know, just kind of messing with it a little bit. And part of that was allowed through Creative Commons, you know, so without that, she maybe wouldn't have been as famous. So in that case, you know, it's pretty clear that, you know, her success can be attributed to this new kind of licensing.
Yeah, and I think the it's cool that these people are embracing it, and things are actually coming out of a new kind of way of thinking about intellectual property. And yeah, and the other thing I was thinking about, the question that we asked, does it work, is legally, does it work? And by that I mean, does if something is violated in a Creative Commons license, does it uphold in a court of law or something? And surprisingly to me, actually, the answer to that is, again, yes. And if you go on the Creative Commons website, you can actually see this, but there's actually been quite a few court cases of people complaining to their federal court about violations of a copyright that's licensed under a Creative Commons license. And there's a whole list of them, and they the funny thing about it is that every single one, they never challenge the authenticity or the whether the Creative Commons license is real or whether it's valid. It's always taken for basically a real license, and yeah, people follow it that way, which is really interesting to me. I think that's the greatest test that it's been a success.
Yeah, because you could see, you know, or at least I could see, you know, lawyers just kind of being like, oh, well, it's not, you know, we didn't vote on this, or, you know, we didn't have, you know, governments instate this or something like that. But it seems to really be like real laws.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see. I also wanted to say, one of the reasons we're talking about Creative Commons today is because also it's very timely in the news just this past week. One of the co-creators of Creative Commons and all-around intellectual property badass, Lawrence Lessig, you can research him. He's written a lot of really cool books. He recently filed a complaint with the U.S. federal government over a YouTube takedown notice of one of his lectures. And this is a video of him giving a lecture in which he plays a YouTube video that has a track by Phoenix in the background, the band Phoenix from France, and that was taken down because of a copyright notice, and he's arguing that it's fair use, and this is probably going to be one of the probably biggest cases of fair use in the United States, at least. So it's going to be really interesting where this case goes, and, you know, if Lessig can really prove his point, then he might be a big win for the legitimacy of Creative Commons.
Yeah, it's an interesting line to draw, you know, because, okay, if I'm taking something and claiming it as my own, sure, that's copyright, but he's doing a lecture which he's being recorded that has a video that has the song where he's really talking about that issue. So it's, you know, it's like kind of like, how many layers do you allow, and how much use, you know, what's the intent of the use? And I think that's kind of where it comes down to the copyright lawyers and the sort of what's in the laws.
Cool. I guess you want to wrap it up then?
Yeah, and so I think with that, we will move on to our mix. It's, again, some new stuff, a little bit old stuff, but all around fun stuff.
Some refreshes.
Yeah.
new twist on an old thing.
Yeah. So you are listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Copyright Experiment. And yeah, we're going to get in the mix now.
Yeah, we'll be right back in a minute. Keep this in mind. I keep on my
grind. I can do it anywhere I want to do it. So sleep when I die. On Friday, September 13th, Australia's biggest hip-hop act, Bliss and Esso, are coming to Fortune Sound Club. Tickets are $20 in advance and available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. Don't miss this opportunity to catch one of international hip-hop's most hyped acts in the flesh. Who are you to tell me how to live my life? 'Cause I won't give this up.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Welcome back to the Copyright Experiment on 101.9 CITR Vancouver. This is DJ Mochi on the mic and Autonomy on the decks, and the first track we're playing is, what's it called?
It's first track is by Obey City out of New York, called Molly.
It's a fun one. Enjoy. Of Creative Commons, this is a little technical difficulties remix. We're using control vinyls and they're kind of skipping out. Try and get it fixed as soon as possible. This is CITI 101.9, and we'll be right back once we get this figured out.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. Love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right. Fight for your life!
Yo, 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 MTV in the house. I'm Hulk Hogan, and this
is the CITR radio station. On September 5th, CITR is having an open house at our station located in the Student Union building on the UBC campus. Whether you're a seasoned programmer or have never been to the station before, drop by between noon and 5 p.m. for a tour, information, or just to say hello. Hulk Hogan and MTV do not approve of this message.
Alrighty, we're back. This is CITR 101.9, the copyright experiment. And I think we fixed our technical difficulties, so we're going to get back in the mix. Starting off with a remix of Ciara's new single, Body Party. It's DJ Kiff on the remix. And this is cool. Some Jersey Club stuff going on. This is a really fun one. I just love this one, so enjoy. And DJ Fade. Song's called Out of Sight. He's playing in Vancouver right now at midnight, so if you like tuning out and going to the Queen's Republic, you can check him out. Great DJ. is a self-evidence mashup of Jimmy Stack's
Bubble Boy
and Whitney Houston's It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true. Do you feel me in your ears? Don't feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true. Do you feel me in your ears? Don't feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true. Do you feel me in your ears? Don't feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you know it's true. Do you feel me in your ears? Don't feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your belly and spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your belly and spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your belly and spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it.
Getting into some Vogue House right now. This track is called "Feel It" by Beak out of New York.
An interesting track for copyright. Machine Drum made the original track, and then we have Azealia Banks rapping over it, and then Viral the Great remixing that. So another Vogue House hit.
The last track was Clicks and Whistles, North Kakalaki out of Atlanta. This one is Disclosure and Tom Rex out of Toronto with remix.
Exeter. It's a Pay What You Want Online. The track is called Contra. Thank you. listening to CITR 101.9. This is a copyright experiment. We are back. We're just going to play a lot.
Sex, screwing, toys, porn, group action, love, orgies, gangbang, cheating, masturbation, doing it right, all up to you. The questions you need answered, the answers you want.
Got a burning question?
Velvet Answers with Velvet Steel and Jared Knudsen.
Mmm.
The last Tuesday of every month,
8 to 10:30 a.m.
on Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Velvet Answers.
Ask me anything, I'll answer.
And you're back with us, the Copyright Experiment, Autonomy and DJ Mochi on CITR 101.9. We're going to get back in the mix. We're going to play a little bit of Mac and Paceman remixing Cassie's Me and You.
Classic track.
Yeah. And the one we just played, I already announced that. That's Exeter, Pay What You Want on Bandcamp.
Song's called Toronto. Good Canadian boy.
It's Canadian, so. Alrighty, let's get into it.
Thank you.
Next up is the Montrealite Jack Green remixing Ciara's Sorry.
I'm not afraid to
Tim just played it now. It's Gravius Rolling Thunder, Octa Octa on the remix, released for free on Accelerator. And next up we have Mumat Ahiko, BD plus 5 degrees, 1668. Thank you.
track by Mumata Hiko. He's out of Vancouver. It's a little known EP put out, Pay What You Want on Bandcamp. Check it out on our blog. Like all our songs, if you like what you hear tonight, check us out on our blog and you can see links to download all of these tracks. That's copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. Thanks for listening. That's the show for the Copyright Experiment tonight. Thanks for listening. Normally we'd have Pierre up next with Oral Tentacles, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, a act of God of sorts, he won't be in here tonight. So you're stuck with Tim and Jeff in here again, Autonomy and DJ Mochi. So stay tuned. We're going to end our show now, but probably going to play some techno coming up. So late into the night, you can get your groove on. Stay tuned.